Hello, folks. You are listening to Season 2, Episode 2 of God is at Work podcast. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
And this is your Filipina friend, Sister Evelyn Uy. Being patriotic.
Okay, so I guess you guys have a clue of what we're going to be talking about today. Well, anyway, thank you for joining us. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for visiting mediaportal.workfortheworld.com and listening to us. Please let your friends know about this podcast. This is Season 2, and we've got a lot of things in store for you guys. So share, download. It's for free. So we're having fun. We hope that you like the sound of our podcast. It doesn't sound
muffled.
Amateur.
Yes.
Sounds kind of professional.
Yes.
And well, we do promise that one of these days, one of these podcasts, just like what happened last season, we're going to have a video podcast.
Okay.
Also.
I have to lose weight.
Okay. That's going to take a long time.
Oh, come on. How encouraging.
Episode 57. Maybe what we could
episode
do.
Episode what?
Maybe what we can do is that one portion of the podcast, we can have like a calorie count or something. Like, okay, Sister Evelyn's weight challenge, something, something.
Sige, so that. Yeah. Sige means okay.
Yeah. I'll probably join you.
All right.
Yeah, for my stomach.
Yeah.
I need to have a six pack.
He's got one pack right
now. I just
now.
Have one pack.
One pack abs.
Pretty big pack. Yeah.
What's our episode today?
Episode for today is a little patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things we need to really talk about because a lot of people are going through, especially in this country.
In the Philippines.
And probably in other countries as well.
Yeah.
I think it's quite natural for people to jump.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know,
especially
when given the opportunity.
Third world countries.
Yep. So the episode for today, for this podcast is...
Will you leave your country for another?
Would you leave your country for another? Wow. Give us a minute to think about
yes,
it.
You know what?
It depends, you know.
Yeah. You know, Rodney, friends and relatives have already not necessarily migrated, but they're like OFWs
and engineers.
The reason why they leave our country for another is... for a, so to speak, greener pasture.
For better opportunities.
That's right. So now, will you leave your country?
First thing you need to always remember is that all of us were born in the country, not of our choice.
Mm-hmm.
It was God's choice for you to be in that country.
That's your country of origin.
Yes, your country of origin. So if you're a Filipino, you were born in the Philippines. God chose you to be born in that country.
If you're an American.
Of course. You,
Canadian.
But, you know, sometimes the rebellious tendencies in us would rather be born in another country rather than our own.
Especially if your country of origin has... dissatisfied you, they have failed you economically.
Mm-hmm. Things are not provided for you, even the basic ones.
Yes, and then of course, probably morally, you know, there's graft and corruptions, things
right,
like that. Or
right.
you're not allowed to pray in schools anymore, or mention about God in your schools. So there are so many things that we could criticize about our country of origin, but like what you said, if God placed you there and you're born as Chinese or Kiwi from New Zealand, why would you leave unless God wants you to?
Yes. When we were born in this country, in the country of your origin, God has a purpose for you. There's a reason why you're born a Filipino. There's a reason why you're born to be an American or a Canadian or a European. There's a reason. There's a purpose. And you need to figure out what that purpose is. Earlier when we were discussing, Sister Evelyn and I were discussing this topic, I told him about Adam and Eve. And they were created and God bestowed upon them the garden, you know. And they were commanded to make something out of it.
Yeah.
You know, make it grow. Make it prosper. Make it better. And that is what God wants us to do in any area of our life, in whatever country we're born in. We are expected to do whatever we can to make things better, not only for our life, not only for the people around us, but even for our country.
Oh, definitely.
So you need to first ask the Lord, Lord, all right, just like episode one, what is your plan for my life, Lord?
That's right.
What is your plan?
Ask, yeah.
And why did you want me to be in this country? There's got to be a reason. So you have to figure that out. We can't answer that for you. Sister Evan and I cannot answer that for you. Only God can tell you the reason why He placed you in this part of the world. And when you find that out, do the best that you can, you know, to do what God wants you to do.
Okay, for example, jumping to another situation. If there is economic famine in your land,
mm-hmm.
your land means that just you, your family, your resources are
yeah.
gone, and you've done your best. Now you look out and then apply for a job somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
like in the Middle East
mm-hmm.
or in
Europe or Canada
yes, okay.
or New Zealand.
And then you find a job there. Now, if God blesses that
mm-hmm.
and God approves of it, then go.
Right.
But remember this, for a certain season in your life, because especially for married couples,
mm-hmm.
if you're married, you cannot leave your spouse behind for a long
yes,
period of time.
Yes, yes.
Secondly, if you have children, you are an absentee parent.
Yes.
Now, if you're justifying it with your reason that I need to earn some money,
mm-hmm.
I can give you a scripture, a story in the Bible, Rodney,
mm-hmm.
and for the listeners, I believe it's in Genesis 28. This was when Isaac
mm-hmm.
experienced famine in the land, and he wanted to follow the footsteps of his father,
mm-hmm.
that during the time of his father, Abraham, the father migrated, moved to Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God allowed that, but in the case of Isaac, God said, you stay.
Yeah.
Isaac did not have second thoughts. He stayed where there was famine. And wherever he dug wells,
mm-hmm.
there was water.
Water. Right.
And then he had his harvest. He planted crops and he harvested 100-fold.
Yes.
So what am I driving at, Rodney?
What are you driving at, Mr. Evelyn?
That wherever God says you stay, you will prosper, even if it is a land where it's experiencing famine. If you follow God, you are the child of God, He will make you prosper.
That's an excellent point, Sister Evelyn,
mm.
because the second thing we want to point out in this podcast is, if God wants you to go to another country, then go, because He said so, not
yes.
because you said so.
Yeah.
So that's a good point, because we're always thinking that, okay, we're going to be prosperous in a, you know, if we go to a prosperous country. Not necessarily, no.
Oh, you bet. Yeah, that's right.
Because if you have to always remember, especially if you're a Christian, if God blessed your trip going to that place, if God wanted you to be in that place, remember episode one, God will provide for you the people that you need to get in touch with,
mm-hmm.
the things that you need to live, you know, to live in that place, the opportunities will be opened up to you if God wants you to be in that country.
He will prepare everything
yes.
for you.
But what if you just want to go there because you just want to?
Yes, yeah. You push aside God
yes.
in your plan.
No, the blessing is not going to be there.
That's
the
right.
favor is not going to be there. And you're just going to be having a much more terrible time in that place rather
yeah.
than here.
You know,
and that's a good point also
you know,
your story.
Uh-huh.
That it doesn't mean that because you go to a, you know, a
productive,
prosperous, greener pasture that you will also experience that. You can also experience that in your own country when God blesses you, that, you know, the plan for you to be
out
in that
of
country.
Obedience.
Yes, out of obedience.
Yes.
And that's what happened to him.
To Isaac.
Yeah, because
yes.
a lot of people were already migrating.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, in that story, a lot of people were saying, how come you guys are still here? And so, well, God told me to be here. All right, but us will go to a greener pasture. And yet, because of his obedience,
God prospered
yes.
him there. He became wealthy, actually.
Oh, he did.
There.
He
yes.
did. Out of nothing. You know?
Yes.
And he didn't have any problems, you know, people, you know, trying to get his stuff because everybody was out.
Yes, yeah. Well, actually, the enemies were thieves. They wanted to get the well that he dug.
Yeah.
So he just moved on and dug again. And then there's water again.
Yeah. So start digging, people. Start digging.
There are other people also who are called to, by God to go to another country. And
yes.
These are the missionaries.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, they're settled here in a country where they're comfortable.
Yeah, they're well adjusted already.
But then God says, hey, man, woman, pull out. I'm sending you to this.
To another country.
Yeah, far-flung tribe. Mm-hmm. And that's where God wants you to be. And these are people who are not going to be really experiencing prosperity materially, because sometimes it's a far-flung tribe or barrio.
Yeah.
Or region, and then there's no water. You have to pump water, dig a well to get your water. Mm-hmm. It's, in other words, it's not all comfort.
Yeah.
So these are the people God sends out of the country of origin because they are missionaries.
But that's the whole point there, Sister Evelyn. They go there because God told them to go there. And that's one of those things that we really need to always remember. If God wants you to be there, He will provide. Mm. It takes faith that unfortunately some of us only have when we see things happen, mm-hmm. not when it doesn't happen yet. So it takes a lot of faith, especially when you're going to go to another country and especially when God wants you to be in another country. Now, we'll take a little break because later on we're going to be talking about how about the other people who were settled already or who have made it big in another country. Is that bad? Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know... Is there something else we need to do? We're going to talk about that after the break when we come back.
Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good and His love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Back to episode number 2 here at God is at Work podcast. You're still with me, Brother Rodney Garcia.
And Sister Evelyn Uy, Filipina.
And I'm still a Filipino as well. We're still talking about the whole topic of will you leave your country for another. Now, before the break, there was a hanging question. What happens to those of us who have left our country or your country and have made it big in another country?
Yeah, they've settled down.
And they've settled down, they've been there. They've probably even changed their citizenship.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that good or is it bad?
You know, it's...
Is it like being a traitor to your country?
Traitor? Well, it depends. See, if you do not forget your country of origin in terms of... supporting it yet,
mm-hmm.
materially, for example, helping your country, especially the poor,
mm-hmm.
and the churches, and remembering them in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Remembering your country of origin in prayer.
Because there are some people, Sister Evelyn, and I've seen some of them, they've gone to another country, and it is as if they got a big pair of scissors and cut their ties to their, you know, country of origin. And they act as if, okay, they were born in the foreign country or the mm-hmm. country they've settled in.
Yes.
And that's very sad.
It is.
It's very sad that...
And they're forgetting that...
Yeah.
In their blood runs that country of origin.
Yes, every single DNA cell and every single part of that...
Your genes, yes.
Yes, it's part of your country. And it's very sad that other people tend to turn their back away as if they did not know that
they are ashamed.
Ashamed of it, or they were not part of that country.
Yes.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And that's when you become a traitor.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing wrong settling in another country. You know, we have a missionary, there have been missionaries who were sent to another country, and they settled there because their church is there, and mm-hmm. they had to, you know, apply for citizenship, and they got their citizenship, and there's nothing wrong with that, but they still, you know, talk to us and say hi and support,
yeah.
you know, the Philippines or the church.
And didn't even forget the language of origin.
Yes. Now, you know, there's nothing wrong, folks, that you have to settle to another country, but please do not destroy your love for your country.
Remember,
I've seen your country so many of origin. People, they've left, you know, war-torn countries.
Yeah.
They've been, what do you call that? They left famine countries. They've went to America. They got education.
Uh-huh.
And yet, they went back to their country.
And brought back
the technology.
Yes.
And, you know, they went to another country to be equipped.
And then?
And not settle there. They went back because they still love their country. Yeah. They still believe that things can still happen.
Yes.
Great things can still happen in the country. Now, you may not be in a situation or a position to go back to your country. But what I'm trying to tell you, and what we're trying to tell you is, you know, don't cut your ties.
Yes.
Continue to pray for them. Continue to believe in your country. Even if if your country is a war-torn country, even if your country has famine
and corruptions,
problems, continue to believe that you can still, you know, there are things that can still happen that are great in your country, even in the bleakest or darkest of circumstances.
Lift your country of origin up in prayer.
Yes.
Yes, and ask the Lord to intervene, please. Even if you're no longer, you're not physically suffering in that country, your countrymen are still suffering.
They're still there.
And they need your prayers.
So if you're settled already, you know, whether you're Europe, London, you know, in America, or in a place wherein you feel you're settled there and you're doing good, give back something to your country. You know, I know of doctors who are settled in the States, and they go back every year.
For medical mission?
Yes, they go back here.
Yes.
And they spend about a month mm-hmm. be with other nurses, other doctors. Not only do they do medical missions, but they also share what they learn. Because, you know, technology is very good there.
Yes.
So they go back
they
here
teach.
And they share. They teach, okay, this is what we're doing now. Yeah. This is what... And sometimes they even get funds from that part of the world, and they bring it here.
Example is my best friend. She's an American.
Say hi.
Hi, Sherry.
I know she's listening. She's a fan. She's one of those people who say, what's happening to the podcast?
Yeah. So she has a cell group, and they're all Filipinas. She's the only mm-hmm. American in that cell group.
Yes. By skin, yes, she looks American, but by heart, she's actually Filipino.
Yeah, she's Ilocano.
She's Ilocano. Oh, wow.
And, you know, the Filipino cell group, when we ask for support for the street kids here in the Philippines, in our church, they support the street kids. And some of them have even sponsored children to go to school.
Wow.
Some are not even Filipinos. Some are even Americans.
Wow.
I think most of them are Americans who support the children.
See, you know, that's something that God wants us to do.
Link.
It's not just about accumulating wealth, but also giving back to the people that need it the most,
mm-hmm.
especially if you have more than enough, you know, whatever you have.
Yeah.
So again, 3 points we'd like to tell you guys here. If you know, you are born in the country where you are in, you were born in for a purpose. Whatever it is, find out what it is, because it is true that one man can do or can really make a difference in a country. No, you don't have to be a president. You don't have to run for a congressman. You don't have to be a politician to make a difference. Even in your own community, you can make a difference.
Be a good citizen.
Yes, be a good citizen. Be a person productive. Who pays taxes.
Yes.
Productive. You know, do the best that you can. Mm. Now, if you need to go to another country, make sure God wants you to be in that country.
Yes.
There's nothing like having the blessing of God. Because it's like, you know, a protection. It's also
a covering.
A covering. It's also a magnet for favor.
Yes.
Because things will be fixed, you know,
once, when God wants.
While you're traveling, you know, on the airplane, God is already fixing things in your destination.
That's right.
You know? And third, if you do get to settle in the country that you have migrated to and things are going well with you, please do not forget your country of origin. If you're a Filipino, you migrated to United States or in Australia, please do not forget the Philippines. Continue to pray for it. Continue to hope that things will still get better. And if you have skills, if you have talent, you want to bring it back to the Philippines so that the Philippines can be better, or the country of origin will be better, do it. It's the least that you can do. Mm-hmm. Not only for your country, but for God, for giving you the opportunity to prosper, and to be better, better off.
And again, final, but not the least, is always lift up your country of origin in prayer.
You know, all countries in the world have problems. Sometimes, some are just highlighted. I'm sure there are good things about one country. There are bad things also about another country.
Yeah, otherwise that will be paradise, right?
Yeah, everybody will be there.
Yeah.
But every citizen of every country should always lift up their country to God. Mm-hmm. There's always hope.
Yes.
There's always hope. So if you're listening to this podcast and you belong to a famine country that has some famine going on
or war
going on,
yes,
remember, God loves your country and God has plans for your country.
And there's another country that we have not mentioned. Those countries that do not believe in the one true God.
Yes.
Lift them up in prayer.
Please do lift them up in prayer, because God is doing all that He can to reach out. And if you're listening to us, and it may be you may be in that country, and you are a Christian, do whatever you can. Subtly, share the word of God. Share your life to them and how God is working. So right now, we're going to pray. We're going to pray for you. Wherever you may be listening to us right now, you may be in a crossroad in your life, because you might want to go, you know, to another country and leave your family. Or you may be in a situation wherein you're very well received in another country, and maybe you haven't been giving back anything to your country of origin. Maybe this is the perfect time for you to do so. So let's pray right now. Father, we want to thank you for always keeping us in mind. Your plans are much better than ours. Right now, Lord Jesus, I pray for each and every individual, that may the fire and the love for our country be there, even in the midst of problems and trials. You have never given up on us. And at the same time, Lord, you have never given up to our country or for our country. So right now we pray, we continue to lift our country up to you. Bless it. Do all the things that you need to do to make our country better. Father, we also pray for every individual right now who may be feeling alienated in their own country, who may feel that they have lost hope. Father, breathe, Lord God, into their nostrils a new sense of hope for their own country. Yes. That there is always hope, especially if they put in their hope in you.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the people who are in a crossroad right now, who may want to leave. I pray that you speak to their hearts. If it is your will for them to leave, let it be done. And if it is not your will for them to leave, I pray that they will stay. Because, Lord, your will, Lord God, is more important than our plans.
Yes.
And for those, Father, who may have settled in another country, who may be better off in that country, I pray that you touch their hearts as well today. They give something back to their country of origin. If it is a talent, may they give it back. If it is finances, may they give help and support to their country of origin. And Father, we pray for all of us. We pray that we will always have the urgency to lift up our country to you. Father, thank you. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow. Amen. Amen. That's so refreshing, Rodney.
I pray that this podcast may have ministered to you in a personal way. It may have freed you. It may have made you realize something about yourself, especially if you haven't been giving back to your country of origin.
Yes.
Well,
and you have been slandering it.
Yes.
Please stop it.
Yes, please. Please stop it. It's not going to help anybody.
Yes.
Well, if this has helped you or any of our other podcasts, please let us know. We desire to receive email from you.
Yes, we want to hear from you.
We want to know if we're actually doing something right.
That's right.
So please email us at info@wordfortheworld.com. Just put there the subject, God is at Work podcast. You can address it to me, Brother Rodney, or to Sister Evelyn. And who knows? We might even read it while we're doing the podcast. You might even hear your name.
We've done that before.
We've done that so many times.
Yeah,
and if there's a topic probably you'd like to suggest, email us.
Yeah.
Right. And please don't forget to visit our website, www.wordfortheworld.com, and our media portal, mediaportal.wordfortheworld.com. This is Brother Rodney Garcia.
Sister Evelyn Uy, God bless you all.
God bless you all. And don't forget, love your country.
Yes.
God bless you.